Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. This is episode 71, and today we're going to be talking about a song called Blind from the Love in Space album. This is the fourth track. It is kind of a mid-tempo song. Probably it is exactly the same tempo as the previous one, which is quite bizarre because normally when I'm working on an album, I try to vary the tempo and the keys. So that there wouldn't be two similar key or two same keys one after another, or two same BPMs one after another. But in this case, it turned out, I guess, I couldn't toss it around. I couldn't put this song in a different place. Plus, I thought that this song rather belongs in the beginning of the album rather than later or anywhere in the end, because it is still, as far as its subject matter, it still has to do with the turmoil and with the questioning of things. This particular song, I think, has to do with questioning the creator. See, in 2013, I've had one of my revelations. Let's put it this way. Well, don't be worried. No, I'm not. I don't consider myself a prophet or anything like this. I've talked about this, about my dreams. So I had one of those dreams which were life-altering, basically. A very, very vivid dream in 2013, after I had my surgeries. And I've talked about it, I have it on my YouTube channel, that full dream. And I'm actually going to make an album after that dream. But anyways, in the end of that dream, I was promised that I will meet my creator, and I didn't see him. I woke up right before that. I almost met him, or her, I don't know. So this album, Love in Space, was in the works since 20... It was in the works during that time, let's put it this way. So what I'm describing here in the song Blind, I think, as to my memory, as far as I remember, I was asking these questions. I was asking the creator, that creator whom I did not meet in my dream, I was asking him these questions. Him or her, I don't know. Might have been my father, my, I don't know, the Great Spirit, whatever you call it, I don't know. So I was in that mindset, and I've incorporated this line of questioning into this album because I thought that it fits. And as I have explained before, when I was talking about the basis for this album is a journey, and this is a journey of self-growth, self-evaluation, and introspection. That's what this album is ultimately about. So I think I will read you the lyrics, and I think it's pretty much self-explanatory. Are you here? Do you hear me? I just want to feel. I want to know for sure that I'm real. Cause I became so numb and blind to what I'd love to see with eyes open wide. All of my thoughts, all my intentions, lie revealed to feed my paranoia and your greed. You control all my needs and desires. you provoke my extremes. My entire life expires, and nothing's really what it seems. You don't leave me a chance. You give me nothing that I can lose in advance. What's the freedom that you had promised to me? I became so numb and blind, because you're deep in my mind, wherein you leave me behind. Am I there? In your sacred book of providence, I'm fed up with your predominance. How can I approach my distant shores of everlasting happiness? All of my sins, all my possessions, lie unsheathed to feed my paranoia and your greed. I can't call you a god anymore, though I loved you before. My entire life expires, and nothing's really what it seems. You don't leave me a chance. You give me nothing that I can lose in advance. What's the freedom that you had promised to me? I became so numb and blind, because you're deep in my mind, wherein you leave me behind. Burn me down, drown me deep, tear me apart, but unleash my heart and free my body. I want to lose when I deserve to, and obtain my life, the one I never had before. I'd control all my sins and desires, and follow my dreams. My entire life expires, and nothing's really what it seems. You don't leave me a chance. You give me nothing that I can lose in advance. What's the freedom that you had promised to me? I became so numb and blind, because you're deep in my mind, wherein you drop me behind. You don't leave me a chance. You give me nothing that I can lose in advance. What's the freedom that you had promised to me? I became so numb and blind, because you're deep in my mind, wherein you drop me behind. Wherein you drop me behind. So, these are the lyrics. As you can see, this is about... It's kind of odd that a term that pops in my mind has rather to do with politics. The term is transfer of power. It's about asking my creator, hey, you're in control of me, but I want to be in control of myself. And you control all my destiny, you control every bit of everything that pops up in front of me, every opportunity or every anything. May I have some control for myself? It's kind of a weird way to put it, I guess, and it's kind of a weird line of questioning. But in my mind, when I was writing this album, Love in Space, I thought that this is one of the set of questions that I would be asking the creator. Where does your will end, and where does my will begin? How does that work? Where does you ruling my life end, and where do I pick up the reins? And how far does that go? And it's kind of an open question here, because there is never an answer to all of these questions in this song. It's just called Blind, and it's called Blind because in the beginning of the album, for the first 3, 4, 5, 6 even songs, we are kind of in the state of blindness. We are not completely aware of everything. We're not... we're just inquiring and just recognizing and perhaps acknowledging the existing problems. We're questioning reality and trying to get a grip on it. So, blind, here... I'm still asking questions, I'm still kind of blinded to certain things, and that's why I'm asking the creator, or whoever that entity is, this exact question. Where does your power end, and where does my power begin? How does that work? And I think with that being said, let's move on to the music analysis, shall we? Thank you. So, before playing the track, as usual, I like to declare the key of this song. The key is E minor. We're in E minor here. And the BPM is 90 BPM. It turned out to be 90, just like the previous third track. It's the same BPM, which is pretty bizarre. But I mean, alright, this is the initial first third of the album, so it's more or less permissible, I think. Let's listen to the intro and to the intro riff. And right before the first verse, I will pause and I will comment on that, alright? So let's listen. Starting out with an eerie theme that first shows up in some really airy synths and pads in the back. And this is how it goes. And there is a keyboard that plays the melody with the guitar, doubled by the guitar. So what's going on there? This is, in fact, in the melody uses a variation of the E minor chord, but instead of E, G, B, instead of that it starts with the second, with F sharp, goes a fourth upwards, and then drops down a fifth down. And so you have this almost dissonant interval, and then you have this wide leaps. Now this is a peculiar one because the second chord is F, a natural F, F major, F plus 7, 9 I would say, but the melody uses a B, so it diminishes the fifth within the F chord, creates dissonance and tension. The melody uses the E minor triad, but an inversion of it. So it starts with a B, goes up a fourth to an E, and then goes to a G. And then we're leaping down, the third chord is C major. And we're again repeating the first phrase in the melody. So it's again F sharp, upwards a fourth to B, and down a fifth to an E. Now, within the context of C major, the melody starts with an F sharp, but in the bass we have a C, so that is a diminished fifth. Oh, excuse me, diminished fifth. An augmented fourth right there, which is again a tritone, which means tension. And at the same time, the B, all of a sudden, makes this C major into a plus 7, into a major chord. Then the fourth last chord is E flat major plus 7. So again, the melody this time goes into an A, then, since we're thinking in the E flat major context, let's say this is an A, then a B flat, then an E flat down to D. So these are two very dissonant intervals, right? And this repeats twice, and there is some build-up going on the second time, and then we're moving into the riff section of the intro, which goes on like this. We have an E minor here, C major, G major, F sharp major minus 7, C major, F major plus 7, back to E minor, C major, G major, F sharp major minus 7, then a C major plus 7, B major minus 7. And here's where we're moving into the first verse. Let's continue listening. I think I will play just the verse and stop right before the bridge.
Are you here? Do you hear me? I just wanna feel. I want to know for sure that I am real. Came so numb and blind to what I love to see with eyes open wide. All of my thoughts, all my intentions lie revealed to feel my paranoia and your grief.
So here, we will have some modulation. So the verse starts out in E minor, and it's a pretty sparse instrumentation. In the beginning, everything is kind of quiet, and here's how it goes.
Are you there? Are you here? Do you hear me? I just wanna feel. I want to know for sure that I am real, 'cause I became so numb and blind to what I'd love to see with this open mind. All of my thoughts, all my intentions lie revealed.
So this is, and the verse here is kind of a two-part thing. There is, the way I have it in my notes is verse 1A and then verse 1B, basically, because it's a two-part thing. And as you could hear from the song itself, the texture is different. Rhythmically, it's kind of different. And, of course, melodically and also harmonically. So we're starting out in E minor. Are you here? It's an E minor. Then we're going into a B major on the bass of D sharp.
Do you hear me? I just wanna feel,
and it's an E minor on the bass of G. Then there's an A minor.
I want to know,
D major,
for sure that I am real.
G major. Here is the point of modulation. So this is a diminished seventh chord on the bass of G sharp that leads us into the, gives us a feel of A minor. 'Cause I became, here's the A minor. So now, D minor, we're already in A minor pretty well. Now I'm blind to what I'd love to see with eyes open wide. So here, so now I'm blind. It was a D minor, then we're going into A minor on the bass of E. To what I'd love to see, E major, minus 7, with eyes open wide, open wide. And here we are in A minor, pretty settled. And now we're going into the second part of the verse. So now it becomes an A major. All of my thoughts. This is a C sharp minor on the bass of G sharp. So we're no longer in A minor. We've abandoned that key. Then we have a diminished 7th chord on the bass of G. All my intentions. And it leads us, the next chord is G sharp major minus 7. But it sits on the bass of F sharp, which feels as if we're about to land in C sharp minor. And we kind of do. Lie revealed. Because then there is the desired C sharp minor on the bass of E. But that's not all, because after that we go revealed, revealed. And that's a D major plus 7 going into a B minor on the bass of D. And then after that, all of a sudden, we go my paranoia and your creed. My paranoia and your creed. So there is an F sharp minor on the bass of C sharp, then C sharp major minus 7 going into F sharp. So the verse, as you can see, goes, it starts out in E minor, then by the end of the first half, it, roughly speaking, in the second quarter of it, it moves into A minor. Then after that, in the second half, it almost leads us into C sharp minor, but then it swerves out of there and will land finally in F sharp minor. F sharp minor is, well, not that far from E minor, but as far as a relative key, that's pretty far. And then after that, we're going into the bridge, which will lead us into the hook. So now I'm going to play the bridge and the hook, and then I will comment. Let's listen. And you're creeping. You control all my needs and desires. You provoke my extremes. My entire life expires, and nothing is really what it seems. You don't leave me a chance. You give me nothing that I can lose in advance. What's the So then we're going into the bridge, and here's what it sounds like from the end of the verse. My paranoia and your creed. Here we landed on F sharp minor. Then it goes into F sharp major on the bass of E. You control my thoughts and desires. You provoke my extremes. My entire life expires, and nothing's really what it seems. So, what's going on here? There is an F sharp minor, F sharp major on the base of E, which makes it a minus 7, a B minor on the base of D, an A minor on the base of C, an E minor on the base of B, an F major on the base of A, then a B major minus 7 on the base of A, on the base of F sharp. We're already back in E minor quite firmly. Then an E minor on the base of G, A minor, E minor on the base of B, then a B major, and then that B major goes, has this chord right before the hook, which is a B major with an augmented fifth. Or you could say more precisely that it's a B, D sharp, G. And then after that, we're going into the hook. And here's what the hook looks like. You don't leave me a chance. You give me nothing that I can lose in advance. What's the freedom that you had promised to me? So once again, the chord progression, E minor, A minor on the base of C, B major on the base of F sharp, then a diminished 7 chord on the base of D sharp, and then the bass walks down to a C and to an A, then it's all sixth, basically. It's the bass is walking a lot, so it's an E minor on the base of G, A minor, B major. Had promised to me. Then we're going into an E minor. I became so numb and blind, 'cause you're deep, deep in my mind. And we're going into, yeah, okay. So there is an E minor on the base of G through a passing A minor. My mind. And going into an E minor on the base of B. Where will you leave me? Leave me behind. Leave me behind. There's a B major going into an E minor in the end. So, after that, we're landing all of a sudden again in the very beginning. So, the piece, those four chords from the intro are being repeated again here. But with a little choir there. It starts with an E minor. Then it goes into an F major. F major plus 7, 9. 11. C major. C major plus 7. E flat major. It's basically a repetition of what we already heard in the beginning. Then what I'm going to do, I'm going to play basically all the way through from here to the middle section, which is going to be different, and then I'm going to comment.
Sacred book of providence, I put up with your predominance. How can I approach my distant shores of everlasting happiness? All of my sins, all my possessions, to feed my paranoia and your greed. I can't call you God anymore, though I loved you before. My entire life is ours, and nothing's real.
Essentially, right after this repetition of a piece of intro, we're going immediately into the second verse, and it fully repeats itself. It's the same chord progression, then there is a bridge, the same exact bridge, F-sharp minor to an F-sharp major, etc., etc., which lands us right before the hook. Then there is, the second hook is exactly like the first one, really no changes. And then that lands us in the middle section, and instead of an E minor, we're going into an E major. Let's listen to the middle section. Right after it, I will stop and I will comment. In the middle section, there are basically just five chords. The first half of this middle section. There is a little backing guitar that plays on top of the chord progression. C major. Plus 7, B major minus 7, quite a standard chord progression. And then after that, the vocal melody kicks in, and it is being supported by some keyboards. So here is the same chord progression, nothing really changes, just the melody is being added. Burn me down. So right here, all of a sudden we learn that this is not just an E major, it's a Lydian E major. Burn me down. So there is an A sharp. Down. Then we're going into a C major, plus 7. Drown me deep. Drown me deep. Then I'm going to an A major, which is made Lydian, as if we're in Lydian A major too, because the melody goes, tear me, it uses a D sharp and an E, me, apart, but goes into a G sharp on the melody, so we know that this is an A major plus 7. Then there is an F major. Lash, lash my heart and free my body. And a B major minus 7. And then after that we're moving into a piece of a verse. So this chord progression has been already used, which starts with an A minor. I want to lose when I deserve to entertain my life. The one I'd never had before. Continuing. So we're starting here with a piece of the verse. We had verse 1 consisting of two halves, then we had another verse 2 consisting of the same two halves, and now this is the third verse, but it's not a full verse, it's just the second half of the verse that is being used with different lyrics, and the vocal melody is different, it's higher. And then after that we go into the bridge. I control my sins and desires and follow my dreams. My entire life expires, and nothing's really what it seems. And that sets us up for the hook, and then the final hook, because here the last hook is a double hook. The first time in the end, the first part of the final hook is as usual, as the first two, and then it repeats itself the other time, but this time it's in double time. So now it's not 90, it's 180. Let's listen from where we stopped right here to the end, and the intro is going to be slightly different, and I will come back. So as I said, after after this kind of partial third verse, we're going immediately into the bridge, then it builds up a little bit, and we're going into the first hook, first part of the final hook, and then we're going into the hook with the double time, which is the grand finale, basically, for this track. And not only is it in double time, the other little change that happens there, alongside the changes in the rhythm section, apparently, is that there is some additional backing vocals, which sing the second voice. And that adds to the main vocal. And the second hook, this last hook, ends, it goes into C major instead of an E minor. Behind. Instead of going into an E minor, it goes into a C major, and this chord chain emulates the intro riff, where we're going with E minor. We started with E minor, then there was a C major. There was this motion too. Only here, it's kind of simplified into, for the sake of more dramatic tension, it sits on a C. And the vocal adds this little thing here. It's a C major here, and then it goes G major, F sharp major minus 7, through an F major natural to an E major. So the song concludes on an E major, basically, and then, because of the synthesizer that plays somewhere in the back, we get a feeling that it's a Lydian E major. There is that A sharp that flutters somewhere in the back in a pad or in the synth, and the D sharp is present too. So this is basically the music analysis for this track. Let's move on to the next section, shall we? So as you can hear, Blind is utilizing this same kind of bizarre, not exactly a song structure, but rather a more extended art rock structure, because it has it doesn't have conventional verses. It has a distinct hook, however, unlike the first track or the third one, the previous one, as far as I remember, Mike Wake had a very strange hook. But all in all, the structure of the song is, there are parts that are being repeated, and quite a few parts are being repeated, but all in all, it's not a classical song structure altogether. It's pretty extended. It's all over the place. Some parts are developed, some parts are just being repeated, basically. Chord progressions and modulations are being repeated too, and then all of it culminates, there's this repeating hook, and all of it culminates in the end with the double hook, with the double time, and ultimately leads to a conclusion, a culminative conclusion in the very end. So Blind, I think, it's not a fast-paced track, really, unless you mostly remember unless you mostly memorize the last hook from this song. All in all, it's a more, I don't know, it's more of a mid-tempo song, I guess. I would say with a medium-sized punch. It's not too harsh, it's actually not really harsh at all. It's very melodic, there's a lot of stuff going on there. Once again, if you haven't heard any of my music before, of course I would want to invite you to check out this whole album, find it on any major streaming platform like Spotify, or YouTube, or Apple Music, or Deezer, whatever you prefer. And also check out my other albums, of course. If you want to find the lyrics for this album and for all of my published works, check out genius.com and find Catherine Perelli there. You will find all my released songs with all the lyrics there. You can look it up for yourself, you can see, you can read for yourself, and you can even leave a comment. Speaking of music, if you're gonna go and check out my music and you're going to listen on YouTube, you might as well want to check out my YouTube channel, my official YouTube channel, where I will have all of this music, but also I will have my Cat Talk Show and I will have my Cat Vibes playlist, where I usually upload some more or less casual footage. It might be me in the backyard doing something, it might be me recording guitars, and there's plenty of this material being uploaded recently for the Natural Grotesque album. I'm recording guitars, I'm showing that process, and it's raw as is, with all the mistakes that I'm doing, with all the takes, and that kind of stuff. Recording piano, recording vocals for Seraphic Tears, I have those videos there. So if you're interested in my music, if you like what I do, check it out for yourself. Of course, if you like my channel, please subscribe. Another thing is that I want to invite you to check out my other business, which is skin health and aromatherapy products, called Southern Caracol. Check out the website, southerncaracol.com. We got oatmeal, honey, soaps, we got larger bars, we got smaller bars, we got scrub bars. All of this soap is very good for your skin. It's actually skin healing soap. It's not just any soap, it's skin healing. All natural ingredients made here in the American South. You might want to pick up something for yourself or for your friends and relatives, and your skin and the skin of your friends and relatives will thank you. All the links are gonna be in the description to this episode and to each one of my episodes of this podcast. The links to my website, links to southerncaracol.com, links to my YouTube, you will find it in the footnotes. With that being said, thank you very much for checking out this episode. Thank you for spending your time with me. I love you, and you will hear me on the next episode.